For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Go.
Mexico talks, but they do nothing for us, especially at the border. Certainly don't help us much on trade.
President Trump met at the White House with California officials who oppose sanctuary cities. The mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, had tipped off immigrants about an upcoming ICE raid.
To me, that's obstruction of justice.
President Trump's personal lawyer is mentioned in his financial disclosure form. There is no mention of the $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, but there's a footnote saying the president fully reimbursed Michael Cohen in 2017. The nation's ethics office chief says he considers it payment on a loan that was required to have been on last year's financial disclosure form, not this year's. He has passed his concerns to the Justice Department. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
FBI Director Christopher Wray told a Senate panel the Bureau has concerns about the possibility of the Chinese telecom firm ZTE gaining a powerful position in the U.S. market.
That gives them the capacity to maliciously modify or steal information. That gives them the capacity to conduct undetected espionage. That gives them the capacity to exert pressure or control.
Instrumental in stopping a gunman at a school in Illinois, a police officer assigned to the high school. Dixon Police Chief Stephen Howell said a student who'd been expelled came to the school with a gun and fired several shots near the gym where the other students were taking part in a graduation run-through.
While pursuing the suspect shot several rounds towards the officer, at which time the officer returned fire and struck the suspect.
The 19-year-old gunman was wounded and taken to the hospital. No one else was injured. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
There's new research connecting mood disorders with our body clocks. With details, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The study from the University of Glasgow says people out of tune with their body's natural rhythms are more prone to depression and bipolar disorder. The study finding people who were active at night and inactive during the day were up to 10% more likely to have a mood disorder, and the researchers suggest some of it can be traced to people staying up at night looking at their phones or other devices. The study couldn't determine if mental illness is a symptom or a cause of having an internal clock that's out of whack. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The comments made by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, about blaming the terrorist group Hamas for the violence at the Gaza border have been supported by the U.S. State Department. John Clemens reports.
That support came from Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department, who said the leaders of Hamas have incited the attacks against Israel.
We have had many Gazans who have suffered from the loss of medical care, not being able to have access to enough medical care, not having access to consistent electricity, food, jobs, and many other things as well. The misery that is faced by people in Gaza is because of a result of Hamas.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.